Happy Thursday, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. I'm Greg Stephens. Brother Copeland calls me Professor Greg Stephens. You normally see me with Brother Copeland on the broadcast, but I've had the privilege of doing these 2 weeks of broadcast with him where we taught on covenant. We did so many of those, but now last week and this week, he's put me on an assignment to begin a new series that the Lord has put on his heart. And then he will build upon that and bring you God's wisdom and his revelation. So before we get going, we're talking about covenant partnership, if you don't know. Before we get going, let's pray. Father, we thank you that you are the great I am that I am. You are the developer of the plan, the architect of the plan of our redemption, the creator of all things. We thank you that Jesus is the one who did the plan. We thank you that the Holy Spirit is who you promised to us. He's everything you promised and so much more. And we thank you for the word of God, our faith in that word. We thank you that today we're going to open this word and you're going to reveal yourself to us in a way that we may not have seen you before. And so, Lord, we ask you right now to wash us in the word. Yes. And we'll never be the same. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Here we go. This is Thursday. And for the last, this week and last week, I've been showing you individuals that came into partnership with each other and with God. Some of them may have been surprises to you. Some may not. But we didn't get all of them. We just hit a few of them. I thought about even showing you where partnership was bad, where you partnership with the wrong people, like Balaam did. And I just decided, Lord, direct me on which ones we should take a look at. Well, the point is I wanted you to see, instead of me preaching to you about partnership, let you see the results of people that made a partnership. It not only changed their life, and some of them didn't even realize what they were doing. Jesse sends his son on an errand. Take this food up to the front. And that day, David will be king. I mean, that day he'll slay Goliath. Not realizing all the ramifications of that, you and I are sitting here because of that one little errand that he sent him on. So it makes you wonder when you get a partnership prompt in your spirit, you know what, here's what I want you to do. I want you to partner with Kenneth Copeland. I want you to do this. Learning to follow those little leadings will change the course of your life. It'll change the destiny of your family. They say it here all the time. One word from God, right? One word from God, and that's all it will take. All right, so we're going to look at some verses now, in the today and tomorrow, rather than individual stories of people that partnered. Is that okay?
Yes.
So we're going to transition here. We're going to talk about Paul right here. And Philippi, the region of Philippi was the only area that Paul had a specific word from God to go to. He got it in the nighttime. He had a vision of a man from Macedonia calling him to come over. You find that in Acts chapter 16 and verse 9. I'll just read it to you. Acts 16:9, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. Now, listen, I've had things, visions and dreams in the night. I've had things where I would see somebody or do something. And I've learned, trained myself to learn when those things happen, when the Lord wakes me up in the night like that. Well, then again, to pray, to begin to intercede, to begin to, because I may not physically go there, but he's woke me up for something. I've been awakened and stirred for a reason. And so learn to trust that and say, Lord, pray everything you know to pray in your understanding based upon what you just saw. But then to begin to pray in the spirit where you don't have understanding. Lord, I'm going to intercede for what it was that just happened. And how long do you do that? Well, until it lifts. I pray until it lifts, till there's a sense of joy that comes in that situation. That happens all the time. That happens in restaurants. I remember sitting we were in San Diego, California. There was a minister's conference thing. We were sitting at a Jewish deli, very famous one, really good matzo ball soup. And they have pickles on the table, big old Jewish kosher dill pickles, and everybody eats the pickles. And I noticed this lady, I'm sitting at the end of the table. Our kids are with us. All the other who's who in the zoo ministers are sitting over here. I'm just grateful to be sitting at the table with him. And I notice this lady talking to my child in the high chair, and she's eating crackers and pickles. And I keep looking at her, and I smile and nod. She smiles and nods at me. And I'm going on, and I'm trying to listen about this guy's been speaking at this place, and all of this many people got saved, and this guy went to that country, and this guy's writing this book. And I'm thinking, I haven't written nothing. I haven't done anything except leave Brother Hagin and come out here. And I heard in my spirit, buy her lunch. I said, she's eating the free pickles. And so I got the waitress's attention, couldn't bring her to the table, stood up, walked over there. And I said, the lady sitting, several tables together, and it turned like this in a corner. The booth even continued, and she was sitting over on that side. And I said, that lady down there, she goes, oh, yeah, she comes in all the time. I said, she didn't order anything. She goes, well, she usually doesn't. I said, does she ever order anything? Yes, she does. Do you know what she orders? Goes, oh, yeah, I know her. I know exactly what she orders. And I said, would you bring her that? Well, I asked if she had ordered today. No, she didn't order anything. I said, would you bring her that? I'm going to pay for it. The lady's looking at me. She goes, I'm serious. Bring her that. Do you know her? I don't know her. First time I've ever seen her. You know anything about her? I don't know anything about her. I mean, why are you quizzing me? Just order. Just. Dear God, she's trying to take away what I'm feeling prompted. Now I'm doubting myself. Come on now. Listen, have you ever had it happen? Yes. Lord prompts you to do something, and then people start talking you out of it. I'm talking to somebody today. You better do it. And so I got it in my spirit, do this. And so they ordered it. She ordered it. And they brought it to her. We were about to finish at that time. And she was just taken back. And she said, I told her, don't tell him. She said, somebody in the restaurant ordered you this. And she was thrilled. I saw tears running down her eyes. And as we left, I said, bless you. Just that, say that to her. And she goes, did you do this? I said, no, God did that. And come to find out, Jewish woman, widow, you're supposed to take care of the widows. And I remember getting in the car thinking, Lord, you had all the who's who in the charismatic zoo sitting here. And you asked me to do it. He goes, well, you're not the first one I asked. You're not the first one I asked. But I was willing to partner with him. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I didn't have the money to do it that day. I was like, Lord, paying for our dinner and now hers. And she's a little Jewish lady who was a widow. And it was an opportunity to bless the apple of his eye.
Yes, amen.
That's partnership.
It is.
Something that simple. And when I realized I was not the first person he asked at our table, I was the first one that said yes. Amen. Give and it shall be given to you, pressed down, good measure, running over, shall men. Give and your bosom. So Paul is called to go to Macedonia, and he had little response to the gospel in Philippi. Two families and one demon-possessed girl is what got saved. But we read the book. He became lifelong partners with the people in that church. Now, let me show you a partnership in Acts chapter 13. Acts chapter 13, verse 1, 2, and 3. This is the verses that Brother Hagin used to say when he would ordain people. Now there were in the church that was in Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas, Simeon, it was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, that had been brought up in Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I've called them. Here's their covenant and their partnership. And when they had fasted and prayed, they laid their hands on them and sent them away. Now, that partnership will last. There will become some tough times in the flesh, naturally, between in that partnership. And some things will dissolve there, separate. But he formed them in there. You often hear the book of Philippians, and I teach it this way, is about joy. Be joyful, because joy is all throughout it. Oral Roberts asked a group of ministers one day about the book of Philippians. And he said, what's the book about? And they all said, joy. And Oral Roberts said, wrong. It's about partnership. That's what the book of Philippians is all about. It's about a partnership with Paul and this church. Matter of fact, instead of me talking about it right now, what we should do is let Brother Copeland come in here and say something, one of his teachings, about this very thing. Here's Brother Copeland.
Verse 15, now you Philippians know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only. For even in Thessalonica, you sent once again on my necessity. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell and a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. Nobody partnered with him. All the rest of them just took care of him while he was there, but they forgot him, I guess, when he left town. But this one is the only one. This prison church. So grateful. In my bonds. And all those guys are thinking about their backs and how they'd been whipped. And that jailer that could have been killed for letting the prisoners escape. And they helped him everywhere he went. Even in Thessalonica, you sent once again unto my necessity. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. I have all and abound. I'm full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That is an exceeding precious covenant promise. And it's as good today as it was back there then. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God. My God. On the level of an apostle. Jesus said, if you receive a prophet, because he's a prophet, you shall receive the prophet's reward. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. And here's the deal. You and I are partnered with a prophet. Yes. At that reward. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
I said, isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
So it's accounted unto us at that level. You may be the widow with two mice, but you partnered with that prophet's level. And now that's the level. And what does it say? My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. There's not a riches problem in heaven. Amen. They drive on gold streets. Gold is used for concrete up there. My Lord Jesus. So I want to go through a few verses here in Philippians with partnership and with Paul, if that'd be all right.
Yes.
This book is about joy, yes, but it's about partnership. Five times in Philippians, the Greek word we talked about at the very beginning, this koinonia, is used, usually translated as fellowship, but it rightfully could be said as partnership. All right, so let's look at them. Philippians 1:5, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. We could say your partnership. For your partnership in the gospel for the first day till now. Now, here's the deal. your partnership with Paul, meaning you didn't have to swim in the ocean with him when the ship wrecked, meaning you didn't have to get bit by a viper, but your partnership kept him going. Amen. And so all of the reward for them, all the stuff that happens that's good, is accounted to you as if you had been bit by the viper. The partnership, for your partnership, instead of fellowship, I'll say the koinonia word, for your partnership in the gospel from the first day till now. The first reason anyone should become a spiritual partner with a minister is to fulfill the Great Commission. Yeah. The first reason you should become a partner is to reach the lost. Mm-hmm. Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost parts of the earth. That's one of the things I like. You want an indicator of this ministry? From the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle. That's the Great Commission. Yes. So your first allegiance and partnership should be the fellowship and your partnership in the gospel. Yes. Well, let's see if this ministry qualifies. It qualifies. Yes. It's preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes. In every area of the world. Yes. Let's look at Philippians 1:7. Philippians 1:7, both in my chains and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you are partakers. You are partners with me of grace. So whether it's soul winning, whether it's making disciples or any response or rewards we see in the ministry, it goes to the glory of God. Amen. Any understanding of grace puts the emphasis on him rather than us. Yes. Grace always does that. Our gospel, information, ability to speak, conviction to a sinner. It's all done by grace. It's all done by the Holy Spirit. The new birth itself is a result of God's grace. Amen. Amen. And so that's what this is. Philippians chapter 2. Can I show you that one, please? Yes. Philippians chapter 2. And verse number 1. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, the Messiah, or we could say the anointed one in his anointing, couldn't we do that? If there therefore be any consolation in the anointed one, his anointing, if any comfort of love, and in a fellowship, there's partnership of the Spirit, my bowels, my mercies, fulfill ye my joy that we be like-minded. What did I tell you breaks down partnership? We don't have the same goal, yes. Same like-mindedness. That's what he's reminding them of right here. If therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship, and if any partnership of the Spirit, a changed partnership, koinonia, a fellowship, koinonia there to partnership, same thing. Doesn't do any damage to the gospel. If any partnership of the Spirit. So if there's any partnership of the Spirit, partnership in the Spirit. I said partnership in the Spirit. Huh. All of God's power comes to us by the Holy Spirit. He's the greater one, the comforter, the sent him to us. He's going to lead us and guide us into all truth. Is he not? So that's the Holy Spirit. He does not do anything or say anything of his own, but he only speaks and says what he hears from the Father. Yes. That's the Holy Spirit. We have no partnership with each other without having partnership in the Holy Spirit. Yes, amen. The same Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead, yes, now dwells in me, quickening my mortal body. That means if I have fellowship or partnership in the Spirit, that means I have the right to demand the quickening of my mortal body. Yes. The same Holy Spirit who links us with the Father and with Jesus makes us partners with them. Yes. Also links us together in the body of Christ as partners. Amen. No matter what your status is. Psalm 133, how good and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. It's like the anointing on the head that flows down. No matter where you at, in the body, you could be the little toe. Now, you may not think the little toe is important until you break it, until you stub it on something, then you'll do a Holy Ghost dance in the middle of the night. Or you're walking along and step on a Lego that your kid left out. Ask me how I know when they were little. I put a ban on Legos in this house. It didn't work. They have them today. Philippians 4:14. Philippians chapter 4, verse 14. Notwithstanding, you have well done that you communicate with my affliction. Now you Philippians know also that the beginning of the gospel, which I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as continuing giving and receiving, but you only. Paul had a little trouble with some of the churches in giving. A lot of people don't realize that. I think it's because everywhere Paul spoke, religious leaders came behind him and stirred up trouble, stirred up strife, because that's what he used to do. And that happened to him all the time. I think it was tough because imagine if you wanted to partner with Paul, and Paul was responsible for having somebody in your family arrested before his conversion. You think, I don't want to give to that guy, except this church in Philippi. Notwithstanding, you have done well that you did communicate or become partners with my affliction or in his affliction. This is the area that Philippians were put to the test, really became a blessing to Paul. Affliction is not always persecution. But partners stick with each other. Here's what I'm trying to tell you. You stuck with me when I was arrested, when I was on trial, when I was on the, we've seen that happen with the president, you know, and there's a group of people and people can't figure out why his polling numbers keep climbing in everything he's doing. They're partners. They're sticking with his affliction. Now, I'm not endorsing any candidate here. I'm just telling you a natural example of what I'm talking about. They stuck with Paul regardless of what was going on. That's when you're going to find out who your partners are. Let trouble hit. Let something happen. And the ones that are still with you and don't run are your partners. Amen. They're going to be with you when everything's great, and they're going to be with you when it goes wrong. They're going to rejoice when you rejoice. They're going to cry when you cry. So, somebody that complains all the time is not a true friend, complaining about it, the way they were treated. I tell you, went to that church. Blah, 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 I'm looking for a perfect church. If you're looking for a perfect church and you find it, don't go. You'll mess it up. And finally, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving. I love you. I'm not being mean to you. Kind of sounded mean. I know. The last way Paul mentions partnership is in the giving of finances. See, most people, when you mention partnership, that's all they think of. Is finances. For a week or more now, I've shown you it's not all finances. It's giving whatever he moves on you to do. I'm asking you right now, consider this. And some of you, I'm not even going to say consider it. You should do it. You should partner with this ministry. Brother Copeland didn't tell me to do that. He's not here. And I'll repent of it if I'm wrong for doing it. But you should, because it's fulfilling everything that Paul just laid down. Amen?
Amen.
And you're going to watch your life will never be the same. It's going to change for the better. Amen. You agree with that? Don't go away. I'll be back in just a moment. Amen. Glory.
Behold how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. For there the Lord commanded the blessing. Get the Power of Covenant and Partnership Package, a book called God, the Covenant, and the Contradiction by Kenneth Copeland and Greg Stevens, and a mini book by Kenneth Copeland called Partnership and Power, Making the Connection, and learn about this God-ordained source of blessing and power. Through covenant in Jesus, everything He has is yours. In the same way, when believers partner together, we share in each other's giftings. From marriage and family to business to ministry, learn to receive by faith the blessing and anointing that comes through covenant partnership. Dive into these special resources and begin receiving those benefits today. Order the Power of Covenant and Partnership Package for only $21.99 on kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. Shipping charges may apply.
I'm George Pearsons. I'm pastor of Eagle Mountain International Church, CEO of Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and a longtime partner with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. That partnership is so important to me and to my wife. As partners, we've been partakers of the grace that has been upon Kenneth and Gloria, the anointing upon them. And it's been really interesting through the years as we walk together in the Word of God, we've seen the power of partnership work on our behalf. Now, another great thing about partnership is that we are connected to everything that Kenneth Copeland Ministries is doing around the world. Whether it's through KCM or Eagle Mountain International Church, KCBC, or the Victory Channel, or any of our global offices, we know that as a partner, we're reaching out with our finances, we're reaching out with our prayers, and people's lives are being changed. I think that's the most important part about that, knowing that people's lives all over the world are being changed by the Word of God, taking people from the milk of the Word to the meat, from religion to reality, and people knowing who they are in Christ. I want to invite you today to become a partner with us in this tremendous work that's taking place. Become a team member, and just know that this is a two-way street. We pray for you, you pray for us, and together, we are reaching the world with the Word of God. Go to KCM/partner to become a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and we know that it's going to change your life. It will change ours.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Build your faith through powerful articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories and testimonies of real-life victory and equip your kids for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org.
Listen, if you need prayer, I want you to do something. Call the prayer line. Let one of our licensed prayer ministers pray with you. They're trained in the Word of God. They're ready to pray in faith for you. Some of you may need to do what Romans 4:17 says, to call those things which be not as though they were. In other words, call the results of God's promise into existence. The name of Jesus is greater than any name. They're going to pray in the name of Jesus. Debt, disease, bondage, danger, all that has to bow its knee to the name of Jesus. Everything that's named has to bow to that name. So I want you to do something. Speak your covenant promises over your situation. Be encouraged, knowing you have victory in Christ Jesus. I'm going to see you again tomorrow. Listen, I'm in partnership with prayer ministers. I sit on TV and tell you things. They are the front line. Until then, remember this. God loves you. We love you. And Jesus is Lord. Somebody praise him in this place. Glory to God.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.